This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Woodland Park School District has lifted a ban on a critic attending school board meetings. This comes after ACLU Colorado filed a lawsuit against the district, asserting that the ban was a violation of the First Amendment. The ACLU's Tim McDonald said the school board had no problem with audience outbursts that they agreed with.
What they can't do is behave in a way that discriminates against the people they disagree with.
The district banned the man after he made a brief sarcastic comment after a member of the public expressed an idea that the man perceived as an anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. A new warning system at Lake Pueblo State Park aims to keep people informed of the potential for dangerous weather. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Signs with QR codes connect smartphone users to information from the National Weather Service about wind risk on Lake Pueblo. Scanning the codes will alert people of wind gusts stronger than 30 miles per hour and other weather hazards. The signs are located at each boat ramp, both marinas, and along the busiest beaches and shorelines. Colorado Parks and Wildlife partnered with the National Weather Service on the system. According to CPW, 42 people died on Colorado waters last year, the most ever recorded. Of those, 7 died at Lake Pueblo, with the majority related to severe weather. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Several counties are under a severe thunderstorm watch through 8 p.m. tonight. People in Arapahoe, Adams, Southwest Weld, and West Elbert counties should keep an eye on those clouds. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, it's All Things Considered.